Welcome to episode 953 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
The tongue has the power of life and death.
Actions speak louder than words.
The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing.
Talk is cheap.
Everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken.
It's our party. We can say what we want.
A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver.
In the digital coliseum of Twitter, where every thumbtap is a potential dagger, our words have morphed into weapons of mass destruction. Celebrities, politicians, and everyday trolls engage in verbal warfare, hurling insults and accusations with the reckless abandon of a toddler with a loaded Nerf gun. It's a verbal Hunger Games, where the most cutting remark wins the day, leaving behind a trail of bruised egos and fractured relationships.
Memes, the internet's chosen form of humor, often rely on sarcasm, cynicism, and put-downs to elicit a chuckle. While some may argue it's all in good fun, the constant barrage of snarky comments and mocking images can subtly erode our empathy and normalize negativity. As the saying goes, what we consume, we become. And a steady diet of sarcasm may leave us with a bitter aftertaste.
Reality TV, the modern-day gladiatorial arena, thrives on conflict and manufactured drama. Participants hurl insults, engage in verbal sparring matches, and revel in tearing each other down. It's a toxic spectacle that glorifies verbal aggression and rewards those who can deliver the most cutting remarks. But what kind of message does this send to the millions who tune in? Does it not normalize cruelty and diminish the value of respectful dialogue?
In the midst of this verbal wasteland, there are still voices that choose to uplift, encourage, and inspire. Celebrities like Oprah Winfrey, known for her empowering messages and focus on personal growth, remind us that our words have the power to heal and motivate. Maya Angelou's timeless wisdom, "Words are things, I'm convinced," underscores the lasting impact our words can have on ourselves and others.
Music, with its universal language, has the power to soothe our souls and inspire positive change. Songs like "Heal the World" by Michael Jackson and "Imagine" by John Lennon call for unity, compassion, and a world free from violence and hatred. Their lyrics remind us that our words can be instruments of peace and hope, transcending barriers and bringing people together.
Every word we utter, every post we share, every comment we leave online creates a ripple effect. Our words have the power to build or destroy, to heal or wound, to inspire or discourage. Let us choose our words wisely, remembering that kindness and compassion are far more powerful than cruelty and negativity. As the Dalai Lama wisely said, our prime purpose in this life is to help others. And if you can't help them, at least don't hurt them.
Studies have shown an increase in online harassment and abusive language on platforms like X, formerly Twitter, and Facebook. A Pew Research Center survey found that 41% of Americans have experienced online harassment, with many reporting severe forms like physical threats and sustained harassment. Research by the European Commission found that a significant portion of young people in Europe have experienced cyberbullying, which contributes to a toxic online environment. Algorithms promoting sensational content often amplify divisive and inflammatory posts, contributing to echo chambers and polarization. The rise of populist leaders and parties globally has often been accompanied by rhetoric that undermines civil discourse, emphasizing conflict over consensus. Incidents of political leaders using derogatory language, personal attacks, and inflammatory rhetoric have become more frequent, setting a tone that discourages civil engagement. The competitive nature of modern journalism often leads to sensationalist headlines and partisan reporting, which can exacerbate divisions and reduce the quality of public discourse. Studies have shown that media outlets sometimes prioritize engagement over accuracy, contributing to misinformation and biased narratives.
Wise guy, eh? You big dummy! Ah, get off my case! Shut up!
In a world where words are often used carelessly and communication can be harsh and divisive, Ephesians 4 verse 29 provides a clear and challenging directive for Christians.
The Apostle Paul calls us to a higher standard of speech, one that reflects our faith and builds up those around us. This verse not only warns against negative and harmful speech, but also encourages us to speak in ways that edify and benefit others. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Paul begins by instructing us to avoid unwholesome talk. In Greek, the word for unwholesome refers to something that is rotten or corrupt. It encompasses a range of negative speech, including gossip, slander, harsh criticism, and any words that tear down rather than build up. Such talk can damage relationships, hurt feelings, and create division within the community. Paul contrasts unwholesome talk with speech that is helpful for building others up according to their needs. This type of speech is constructive, encouraging, and considerate of the listener's circumstances. It requires us to be thoughtful and intentional about the words we choose, ensuring that they serve a positive purpose. Paul's directive extends to the broader impact of our words, emphasizing that they should benefit those who listen. Our speech should be a source of blessing, imparting grace, wisdom, and encouragement. It's not just about avoiding negative talk, but actively choosing to speak life and positivity into the lives of others. Consider the broader audience of your words. How do your conversations affect those who overhear them? How can you ensure that your speech is beneficial to both the direct recipient and anyone else who might listen? Throughout his life and ministry, Jesus exemplified the principles of Ephesians 4:29 through his use of words to build up and benefit those who listened. In his interactions, Jesus consistently spoke with compassion, wisdom, and truth. When addressing the Samaritan woman at the well, he gently revealed her life circumstances, not to condemn her, but to lead her to a deeper understanding of God's grace and truth. His words were perfectly tailored to her needs, offering her the living water that would quench her spiritual thirst. Jesus demonstrated the power of positive speech in his Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew chapters 5-7, he taught the crowds about the values of the kingdom of heaven, using words to encourage, challenge, and guide them towards a more righteous and fulfilling life. His Beatitudes highlighted the virtues and blessings of living a life in alignment with God's will, offering comfort and hope to those who were marginalized or suffering. Moreover, Jesus' interactions with his disciples were marked by patient teaching and encouragement. When Peter faltered and denied him 3 times, Jesus later restored him with words of forgiveness and a reaffirmation of his mission. This act of reconciliation and empowerment through speech was crucial in rebuilding Peter's confidence and commitment to his apostolic mission. In Ephesians 5, verses 1-2, Paul writes, "Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." Here, Paul emphasizes living a life of love modeled after Christ's example, which includes how we use our words. Jesus' sacrificial love and his life of service are the ultimate expressions of building others up, showing that our speech should similarly be characterized by love and edification. In Ephesians 4:15, Paul instructs believers to speak the truth in love. This command is rooted in the example of Jesus, who always spoke truthfully yet lovingly. Jesus' balance of truth and grace in his speech sets a precedent for how Christians should communicate, honestly, but with a heart aimed at edifying and encouraging others. By following Jesus' example, believers can ensure our words promote growth, unity, and maturity within the body of Christ. Ephesians 4:29 challenges us to be mindful of our words, to use them not as weapons but as tools for building up those around us. By avoiding unwholesome talk and choosing speech that edifies, we can reflect the love and grace of Christ in our daily interactions. Let us commit to speaking words that bring life, hope, and encouragement, benefiting all who hear them. Father, thank you for the gift of language and the power of words. Help us to use our speech to build others up and to reflect your love and grace. Guard our tongues from unwholesome talk, and guide us to speak words that edify and encourage. May our conversations be a blessing to those who hear them, bringing glory to your name. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today.